The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, September 24, 2017, is from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 22 through 32. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 through 32. Therefore, say to the Israelites, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, people of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the Sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lessons Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 through 32, New International Version, September 24, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Ezekiel 36:22. Therefore say to the Israelites, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, people of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. Ezekiel was taken to Babylon after the first deportation in 597 B.C. Ezekiel prophesied in Babylon both before and after more Israelites were taken into exile in 587-586 B.C. Before 586 B.C., Ezekiel warned that Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed because the Israelites refused to repent of their immoralities and idolatries. After 586 B.C., the Lord encouraged the Israelites and said through Ezekiel that he would return them to their land. The Lord reminded them that because of their idolatry and sinfulness, they had profaned his name among the nations both before and after they were taken into exile. Therefore, he was not blessing them for their sake, but for the sake of his holy name. They did not deserve to be rescued from their exile in Babylon, or have their nation restored to prosperity. After the house of Israel had gone into exile, the surrounding nations had mocked both the Lord and the Israelites, calling the Lord a weak tribal god who could not save his people from their enemies. Because the nations mocked and profaned the name of the Lord would restore the Israelites physically to their land, as well as morally and spiritually. Thus, the nations would learn that the sovereign Lord was indeed holy and almighty, and he had punished the Israelites for their sins. God also declared that he would punish the nations around Israel for their sins and unnecessary violence against his people, which he later did with the fall of Babylon 70 years later and the nations that surrounded Israel. Ezekiel 36:23. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the sovereign Lord, when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. Lest there be any misunderstanding, the Lord said once again that the Israelites had profaned his name among the nations where they had been sent into exile when the northern kingdom fell in 722 B.C. and the southern kingdom fell in 586 B.C. God would act in history and restore the house of Israel so these nations would know that he was the Lord over all. God would show the nations and prove that he was right, reasonable, and justified when he sent the house of Israel into exile as punishment for their sins, and then later graciously restored them to their land and made them spiritually new people, a holy people, dedicated to serving the Lord alone, a people who would never again serve pagan idols, though they did continue to sin in other ways. Ezekiel 36:24. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. God fulfilled this prophecy partially 70 years later when many Jews returned from exile in Babylon and eventually built the kingdom, the city of Jerusalem, and the temple. Jerusalem and the rebuilt temple were destroyed once again, and the Jews were dispersed among the nations in 70 A.D., when the Romans destroyed the nation because of the people's rebellion as they followed a false Messiah. Some Bible teachers believe this prophecy was fulfilled once again in 1948, when the nation of Israel was restored. Ezekiel 36:25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. It seems the house of Israel never fell into idolatry again after returning from exile in Babylon, though by the time of Jesus, many of the religious leaders and the elite among them were totally corrupt. Ezekiel spoke of the time of the Messiah. John the Baptist baptized to prepare people for the coming of Jesus the Messiah, but only by the shedding of the blood of Jesus and by faith in him can anyone be clean from all their uncleannesses. Ezekiel's prophecy teaches that cleansing must come before God will fill anyone with his Holy Spirit. John wrote, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Ezekiel's prophecy refers to what the Messiah would do when and after he came. Only after Jesus comes again will he take the house of Israel from all the countries and bring them into the promised land. Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. After we have been cleansed, see the verse above, God will give us a new heart and a new spirit within us. This specific messianic promise has been fulfilled with the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus the Messiah. Jesus has removed the heart of stone within believers, and He has freed us from our sins by His blood. See Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Jesus Christ has put a new heart and a new spirit into all who have placed their faith in Him. Jesus has renewed their minds, given them new thoughts and desires, and strengthened their wills to follow and obey Him wherever He leads. Jesus has given His followers a new inclination and motivation to love His Father and Him supremely, to obey them in all things, to be God-centered instead of self-centered and selfish. God has removed the stubborn and rebellious attitude that characterizes unrepentant sinners, and has given the followers of Jesus a teachable mind eager to know the will of God for their individual lives, so they can glorify and honor the Lord who has saved them by grace through faith. Ezekiel 36:27. And I will put my spirit in you, and move you to follow my decrees, and be careful to keep my laws. The Lord has done more for the followers of Jesus Christ than just give them a new attitude and motivation for all they do. God has put His Holy Spirit within all those He has drawn to Jesus for salvation. By His Spirit, within those who trust in Jesus, believers earnestly desire and choose to walk according to the Scriptures, the commandments of God, and the teachings of Jesus. They have a tender conscience and carefully try to avoid temptations and obey all that Jesus has commanded. If they sin, they are quick to repent, take responsibility for their wrong choices, ask God's forgiveness, and seek to serve Christ faithfully in the future, the Lord being their helper. Peter described the condition of true Christians and wrote to God's elect, quote, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling of His blood with His blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Ezekiel 36:28. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. After speaking about the land in the first verses of Ezekiel chapter 36, the Lord once again reaffirmed that the house of Israel would dwell once again in the land that He had given to their fathers. Having been carried into exile, during the next 70 years, they would need continued reassurance that the Lord had not abandoned them, but considered them His people, and that they would be in a relationship with Him where He would be their God, and they would consider Him their God. He would prove that He was their God by what He would do in returning them to their land and spiritually transforming them in the future. Ezekiel 36:29. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. More important than returning them to the land, which would be a sign to them and to the nations that the Lord was God Almighty, the Lord promised that He would deliver them from all their uncleanness. The Lord would deliver them from all the uncleanness that they had become slaves to, even as the Lord had delivered their ancestors from physical slavery in Egypt and brought them to the promised land. After the house of Israel returned from exile to Judea, they and the nations that surrounded them would see the power of Almighty God as He gave them an abundance of food. Ezekiel 36:30. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. History has shown that this verse will only be fulfilled with and after the second coming of Jesus the Messiah. It was fulfilled substantially for many years after the house of Israel returned after their exile, but because of their disobedience they did suffer disgrace again. The nation of Israel today also seems to be substantially receiving this blessing from God. Ezekiel 36:31. Then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. Repentant sinners who come to saving faith in Jesus Christ still remember many of their evil ways and deeds that were not good. They sometimes loathe themselves for their iniquities and abominations. The Apostle Paul wrote about this when he wrote about Christians. Quote, "What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death." Romans 6:21. If Christians remember those things that they are now ashamed of, that will help them avoid those things once again when tempted. Paul wanted all Christians to live in ways that they would never be ashamed of, and have the courage to exalt Christ by all they did. Quote, "I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death." Philippians 1:20. Sometimes becoming ashamed of what we have done will help us do right in the future. Paul told his fellow Christians what they can do to help those who have turned back to their iniquities so they might repent. Quote, "Take special note of anyone who does not obey our instruction in this letter. Do not associate with them in order that they may feel ashamed." 2 Thessalonians 3:14. And finally, especially to those who teach the Bible, Paul wrote, quote, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2:15. Ezekiel 36:32. "I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the Sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel." Christians are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God does not save us for our sake, but because He loves us despite all the evil we have done. God saves us because God is loving and merciful, and God provided a way to justly save us through the gift of His Son, who died in our place. It is not because of any good we have done that God acts in our behalf. We should be ashamed of our previous ways, and we are confounded, bewildered, confused, disgraced, dismayed, perplexed, when we think about the many unreasonable ways we have acted in the past, which demonstrates that before Christ saved us, we were previously slaves of Satan and sin. Only Jesus Christ could free us. Therefore, Christians rejoice and thank God that He has saved us in spite of ourselves, that He has cleansed us from our iniquities, filled us with His Spirit, and given us a new heart and empowerment to love and obey His commands in the service of Jesus Christ and others. Christ has freed us, transformed us, and we gratefully rejoice in Him. Furthermore, we have become lovingly concerned for others, and we want them to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior too. Questions for discussion and thinking further. For whose sake? And why did the Lord say He would restore the house of Israel to their land? Two, do you think the house of Israel deserved to have their land restored to them? Give a reason for your answer. Three, what are some of the other blessings God promised the house of Israel in this lesson? Four, do you think God has fulfilled some of His promises through Ezekiel? If you do, when and how? 5. Do you think it is helpful or harmful for Christians to be ashamed of their sins? Give a reason for your answer. International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Evidence: the Spirit is within us. September 24th, 2017. Ezekiel 36:27. And I will put my Spirit in you, and move you to follow my decrees, and be careful to keep my laws. Ezekiel 36:27. The prophet Ezekiel recorded the words of the Lord, and foretold His sending the Holy Spirit into His people. God promised that after He cleansed His people from all their impurities and idolatries, that He would give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them. Ezekiel 36:25-26. After Jesus died on the cross, God cleansed from sin all who believed in Him, and He will cleanse from sin all who will believe in Him. The Apostle John wrote, "If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. After cleansing believers in Jesus, God gives them a new heart, a new ability to reason, understand the Scriptures, and make right choices, and a new spirit, a spirit of love for God, Jesus, and others that overcomes self-centeredness, selfishness, and sin. Having been cleansed from their sins by the blood of Jesus, and having received a new heart and spirit from God, on the day of Pentecost, Jesus' followers received the promised Holy Spirit within them. Peter preached that this promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Acts chapter 2, verse 39. Within Ezekiel's prophecy, we find some of the best indications that God has fulfilled His promise in someone's life. The Spirit of God will move them to love God and seek God's purposes for them, and they will follow His decrees and be careful to keep His laws. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.